This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. A colleague of mine suggested I talk about this topic on the show because I don't know if you guys have noticed, but probably every month in the news, there's a headline of a woman out there that has like maybe 70 orgasms a day. And people make jokes. They say, well, gosh, I wish I had that. Or they say something stupid. And it actually is a lot more common than you think. And there's a name for it. It's called persistent genital arousal disorder. And it is so debilitating that there's women out there that commit suicide. It's serious stuff. And basically, there's some sort of a neuropathy, we would say, where there's a nerve issue where they have this these constant feelings or urges that may actually not so much make them want sex. The majority of them don't want sex, but they need relief down there. In one case, I believe it started with a woman having a UTI. In others, it could be these little Tarlov cysts that can grow on the bottom of the spine or the sacrum. It's kind of, they say, equitable to like priapism in a man, where the clitoris might get blood and the blood doesn't go away. And so it's kind of like a guy with a constant erection. And, you know, people make jokes about these guys on Viagra with an erection over 4 hours. I don't have a penis, but my guess is that would be really painful and very, very frustrating. And so women with persistent genital arousal disorder, they can't ride in a car because of the vibrations. They can't take certain medications. Certain medications may make it worse. If they get a UTI, it gets even worse. People say, well, why don't you just, you know, masturbate or have more sex? That doesn't help. It doesn't relieve the symptoms. So what we're seeing with this one Medscape or this WebMD article is that a lot of these women can't even feel like they could go to their doctor. Doctors will make stupid jokes. So she'll come in and she'll say, yeah, you know, I have, multiple orgasms a day or whatever. And they'll make a joke about, well, I wish my wife would have that. You know, when a patient hears that, okay, it's not going to help. You know, can I just stop for a second? Doctors and jokes. Okay. I consider myself to be pretty funny. But I have to really pick and choose my jokes. In medical school, I had to pick and choose. And still, it's just in this industry, there's a lot of sensitivity, there's a lot of political correctness, and so you can't just say something that you think is funny when you're talking to the guys or the girls to a patient. Because these patients are scared to death to open up. Just because you're a doctor doesn't mean that they want to take off their clothes for you or tell you their innermost secrets or, you know, their issues that are embarrassing. They still don't want to. But because you're a doctor and they think that you're going to be very stoic about it and not judgmental and, it happens. It happens. And academic about it. They're going to talk to you. They're going to open up. But if you have a doctor that sits there and, or nurse practitioner or PA, and says something stupid like that, they're not going to open up. You know, I remember when I was in training, this ticked me off. There was a group of residents talking, and one had just done a pelvic exam on a woman. And apparently, she had shaved, but there was stubble or whatever, and it catches toilet paper. So when you have your pelvic exam, there was toilet paper still left on this woman, little pieces of it. Who cares? I mean, you know, we women are like, okay, well, it happens, no big deal, you know. All right? I heard these guys talk about that and kind of joke about it, going, man, yeah, she had toilet paper all over. I'm like, okay, guys, and that just ruined it for me. That completely ruined it for me in terms of thinking that once you get through medical training, you're not going to be stupid. You're not going to be, you know, and now maybe, again, they were in training, you know, and they thought they were joking or whatever. And, you know, I don't want to tell you all the different things I've heard, because just like with a restaurant, you know, you want to think that that plate you're getting is completely clean and sterile, you know. So, you know, the backstory, unfortunately, isn't as Snow White, you know, and Disney as we wish it would be. But when media throws these headlines out there going, oh, yeah, these women are having 80 orgasms a day, you know, and, you know, you hear of doctors making stupid jokes, and then, you know, these people aren't going to get help. And something like that is debilitating. See, for me, I would be, like, falling asleep all the time, okay? You know, it's interesting. They say guys and girls are different after sex in terms of, I thought we all fall asleep, okay? My husband falls asleep, but it could just be because it was boring. I don't know. It's boring, so we fall asleep. But they say most guys don't fall asleep right afterwards. They like to have a cigarette, or they like to do something else, or whatever. Whereas women, more women will fall asleep. I am out. And so I don't look at it as always being, I look at the problem as I would be just asleep all day. So I don't know how that would work. Why do you fall asleep? Well, there's a lot of work that goes into an orgasm. So my guess is the body does that whole symphony down there, and then it's like, okay, you know what? Now we got to, like, you know, address other things. And they're like, you know what? Let's let her go to sleep. So, you know, we don't, because if you're awake, you're going to want to do it again. So they make sure, I think the body makes you fall asleep so they can kind of regroup. I read somewhere that it says it's like cleaning up after a concert. Right? It's like after a concert, you know, it takes weeks to kind of clean up, right, and allow traffic to come back. That kind of thing is going on. So hormones, dopamine, prolactin, all that make you sleep. So for those of you out there that might have issues sexually, whether it's erectile dysfunction, whether it's persistent genital arousal disorder, there are doctors out there that aren't jerks. Go to them, talk to them. Don't be embarrassed. These are things that are a lot more common than you think, and there are things we can do. 1-877-GOT7.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
And the magic from my hand will make a weird science. Things I've never seen before. See how those doors can ever measure.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is a very scary headline. A woman in Milwaukee has died because she went to the ER like she was supposed to. There was such a long wait that she left. She's only 25 years old. She went to the ER complaining of chest pain and shortness of breath. She died shortly after leaving to seek help elsewhere because of long wait times. Tashauna Ward was pronounced dead at Froedtert Hospital on January 2nd. after her sister said she collapsed on the way to urgent care. She had complained about the overcrowded emergency room on Facebook several times. She had written, "I don't know what they can do about the emergency system at Froedtert, but they damn sure need to do something." She wrote about 7:35 p.m., according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. "I have been here since 4:30 for shortness of breath and chest pains. For them to say it's a 2 to 6 hour wait to see a doctor." A cousin told the news outlet that Ward's sister picked her up from the hospital before they stopped at their mother's house to get an insurance card before heading to an urgent care clinic. The hospital then called Ward's cell phone to check on her status, but her sister informed them that she had collapsed and was in an ambulance on her way back. According to a report by a medical examiner, when she arrived back at the hospital via ambulance by 9 p.m., she was unresponsive. Later pronounced dead, only 25 years old. The medical examiner has not yet determined the cause of death yet. Ward did have a history of enlarged heart that was detected in March after she gave birth to a baby who died when the umbilical cord wrapped around its neck. The report did note that a chest x-ray revealed cardiomegaly, but triage staff says her heartbeat appeared normal. The family is in our thoughts and our deepest sympathy, according to a hospital spokesperson. We cannot comment further at this time. So a GoFundMe page has been set up on behalf of the family, described Ward as an amazing daughter, sister, cousin, niece, and friend loved by all. Really tragic. Let me clarify. When a baby dies with the cord wrapped around the neck, it isn't necessarily suffocation because they're getting the oxygen from not so much breathing, you know, right moments after the baby's born until we get their lungs to start, you know, breathing air from, you know, the fluid that they breathed in mom's, you know, womb. They're getting their oxygen from the cord, from the blood, from mom. If the cord is wrapped around the neck, it constricts the amount of oxygen baby gets that way. So it's not so much the kid gets a broken neck. I mean, things like that can happen. Or that the kid's trachea got, you know, like somebody choked them or strangled them, like possibly Jeffrey Epstein, but it's because the cord didn't, the cord wrapped around the neck starts to kink the cord, and then blood flow can't get to the baby. So tragic. Oh my gosh, just tragedy after tragedy. So this is something that scares a lot of people, and I know this because I do telemedicine. And they'll call up and they'll go, "I have chest pain. And I'm really worried because my arm hurts, my shoulder hurts," and I'm like, "Don't waste time calling me. Go to an ER. Or I'll call an ambulance for you." No, I don't want to because there's a long wait. I'm like, but there's not much I could do on from my end. And, you know, we have means on telemedicine to call 911 and, you know, talk them through emergencies and things like that. But the average reason why people don't want to go to an ER is they don't want to wait. Now, again, that's our fault, people. That's our fault for having the system where you don't wait for anything. You know, I look at the 1929 bread lines during the Depression. And you see how people stood there for hours. And, you know, you see that and you go, you know, gosh, well, you know, how do they have the patience to stand for hours? Well, because they didn't have Netflix. They didn't have a job. They didn't have, you know. Yeah, waiting stinks, but you used to wait in lines. You know, now, even with Disneyland, they try to have means so you don't have to wait in lines. Everybody is anti-lines, anti-waiting. But on the flip side, this is not okay. Where somebody is having chest pain and trouble breathing and can't get in, has to wait. The ER is so slammed that they can't take a critical patient. So what's supposed to happen? Well, what's supposed to happen is you have a triage nurse. And the triage nurse will examine and make sure that nobody there has a life-threatening illness. Now, it's very difficult for this triage nurse because people are smart. And they're like, well, I don't want to wait, so I'm going to say I have chest pain. I'm going to say I have trouble breathing. And so a lot of these triage nurses say it's kind of difficult because they all know what to say. Like, I'm having trouble breathing, I'm having chest pain, you need to see me now, I can't wait. And so they do vitals. Sometimes they'll do an EKG. So they'll try to do what they can to make sure that if you do have to wait, it's safe. It's a real difficult job to be a triage nurse. I would not want that job at all. Meanwhile, the ER has only X amount of beds. When I was an ER doc, you only had X amount of beds, and then if you had to, you would put people on gurneys up against the wall if there was anything serious going on. And then you would move. You would kick patients out and move them. You know, you look fine. You don't look that sick. This is what I think you need. Actually, can I have you sit in the hall? Because I need that room for a more serious patient. Now, luckily, I was an ER doc in a small town, and everybody was cool. They're like, absolutely, that's fine. All, you know, and they want to go. They want to leave early. You know? But I teach students, you have to be very, very careful. Because I had a one woman with a UTI, a bladder infection. So the other ER doc had her, you know, sit in the hall. And I'm talking to her, and I do her urine, I take care of her. And then all of a sudden, she tells me she's nauseous. And she looks fine. Heart rate seems fine. No trouble breathing, nothing. But she told me she was nauseous, really nauseous. So I'm like, well, see here, I'll give you a shot of cilacoprazine, and we'll see if that helps. Well, then after she got her shot, she started breathing really heavy. Now we have an older woman with difficulty breathing. Now we have to check her heart, check her lungs. It turned out she was having a second heart attack. She had a heart attack the night before in her sleep, woke up feeling odd, thought she had a bladder infection, came in. We took care of her for a bladder infection. She did have a bladder infection, but nobody had shortness of breath. She didn't know she had shortness of breath or chest pain because she was asleep until I gave her the Compazine, and then she started to get sick. So we transferred her to Phoenix. She lived. Everything was fine. But, yeah, that's a UTI that walked in, a bladder infection that walked in, and it really wasn't. That wasn't the main issue that was going on. That ended up being a heart attack. So these ERs, bless them, and the nurses, for what they have to do. You know, if somebody comes in with something small or minor sounding, it could be serious. And somebody's saying they have something serious, it could be minor. And you only have X amount of beds, you only have X amount of staff. So my job is to teach you what to do. You don't want to be like this victim, where you get stuck sitting in an ER and you could be dying and you don't want to leave. Well, my advice to you is don't leave. Keep checking in with the triage nurse saying, I'm getting worse. I'm worried I'm having a heart attack. And who knows? Maybe it's because the girl was 25 that they didn't think. But most ERs know we'll see heart attacks of people of all ages. And she had cardiomyopathy. If she didn't convey that, that might have also, you know, caused some bias where they thought, well, you know, she's probably fine. So I make the mistake all the time at a grocery store of switching lines, switching grocery lines. I'm like, well, that line looks like it's moving faster. So you leaving an ER to try to find some other place might seem like a good move, but unfortunately, it could, now you're out of the realm of the help if God forbid, you collapse. There was one story where somebody called an ambulance while they were in an ER waiting room to take them to another hospital. Gosh, I got to look that story up. And they were dying. They were dying. Nobody would help them at that one hospital. So they called an ambulance to go to another one. If you really think you're dying and nobody's helping you, that is an option. I tell you. But I really am reluctant on telling you to go and start driving and finding some other place. Because, unfortunately, if you do, you know, have a heart attack or stroke or whatever, now nobody can help you. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hunter hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some legal heavyweights are joining President Trump's Senate impeachment team. The president has added Ken Starr, Alan Dershowitz, and Rob Ray to a team that will be headed by White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Jordan Sekulow is also on that legal team.
I think they have a very uphill battle to get 67 senators to try and come on board with these two weak articles of impeachment that are so partisan that don't even include a criminal charge. And they'll say, wait, they don't have to. But in the past, they always have.
President Trump is paying tribute to the LSU Tigers, the college football champions. During a White House ceremony, the president says LSU has great coaches and players and called the title incredible. LSU defeated Clemson Monday night in New Orleans, 42-25. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You cannot make this up. I swear to you. This is a true headline. A deaf man is suing Pornhub for disability discrimination, claiming that its videos do not have subtitles. Yaroslav Suris has filed a class action lawsuit against the international porn site, claiming Its lack of subtitles is a denial of access and is violating the American with Disabilities Act. Why? Because he wanted to watch Hot Step Aunt Babysits Disobedient Nephew, among other titles. Okay, can we stop here for a second? Guys, really? A Hot Step Aunt Babysits a Disobedient Nephew. Is that... See, I think... Child, I don't see how that's sexy. You know what? Okay, I could be wrong. I think guys like that Mrs. Robinson thing. I think guys like the whole you're young and there's a woman kind of this whole Oedipus complex, you know, mommy in control sort of thing, you know, domineering figure. I guess guys are into that. I don't know. You guys tell me. So that's like sexy where somebody older than you and in a position of authority who's a woman teaches you about sex. Is that why I'm surprised that's what we're looking at here? And he is seeking an undisclosed amount. Yet Corey Price, vice president of Pornhub, says the website does offer a closed caption section. Pornhub does have a closed captioning section on their website. People take the American with Disabilities Act very seriously. Companies do not want to violate that. So he tried to watch the Hot Step Aunt Babysits Disobedient Nephew, and Sexy Cop Gets Witness to Talk. That's so funny. And then Daddy 4K, Allison comes to talk about money to her boy's naughty father. And anyway, he couldn't get through the dialogue in the flicks because there was a lack of subtitles. Guys, do you really, I didn't think that you guys were looking for the story and trying to analyze the antagonist and protagonist and, you know, the moral of the story and where and how the plot thickens. I didn't think there was much to that. I would have thought that, you know, it was, okay, well, that's just kind of, you know, the window dressing. And it's just all about watching what they do. But apparently there has to be a story attached to it. Now, the court documents state that Cirrus believes a lack of closed captioning violates the rights under the ADA. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, the ADA prohibits discrimination against people with disabilities in several areas, including employment, transportation, public accommodations, communications, access to state and local government programs and services. So the disgruntled porn seeker also said, this has been reported by Daily Mail, that he and others have purchased Pornhub's premium subscription, hoping that would alleviate the issue. Now he's got a point. If he spent extra money to allow there to be accommodations for his lack of hearing, he should get what he paid for. I just don't know if that's Americans with Disabilities Act as much as, you know, small claims court. I don't know. So he is seeking an undisclosed amount of damages and for Pornhub to add closed captioning to its videos. So, Corey Price said, the vice president, we understand that Yaroslav Suris is suing Pornhub for claiming we've denied the deaf and hearing impaired access to our videos. While we do not generally comment on active lawsuits, I'd like to take this opportunity to point out that we do have a closed caption category. There does appear to be a closed caption section, and it has over 400 videos. So that's kind of nice. I mean, that's kind of a lot. I'm, shall we say, not very up and not very well-versed or well-educated on what's out there. But it shows you that people take their porn pretty seriously. And it's underreported how much use. Pornhub, usually once a year, gives us a report on how much porn gets watched and what time of day. It's usually the least on Super Bowl Sunday. You would think it would be the least on Christmas and things like that, but uh-uh. It's usually the least on Super Bowl Sunday. And because my guess is Christmas and all that is people are with the family and you're at the in-laws. They're like, I'm going to go take a nap. I don't know. But when you're home and off work, I guess you're going to probably do that more. But it is a industry that I don't think any of us that don't understand it is beyond comprehension. And what's fascinating is we have all these attempts to control vaping, control smoking, helmet wearing, and all that. But you don't really see a lot of, you know, restrictions when it comes to porn. It's really easy to get. It's really easy to watch. Huge market. And my guess is it's because many of the people that make the rules watch it too. They don't want anything to mess with that. You know, hot stepdads babysits disobedient nephew, and somebody scolding daddy about money, and sexy cop gets witnesses to talk. These are things that I guess people like. Now, the average amount of time people would watch one of these was, I think, like 2.5 minutes. It's not that long. Some countries, 14. By the way, Pornhub will actually rate which country watches more. Oh, I'm going to get that when they publish it each year. We'll report that. And not because we have nothing better to talk about, but we talk about the economy on the show. We talk about health. We talk about, you know, people are addicted to, you know, vaping and nicotine and all that. There is more porn addiction and more porn use than any of the other vices, if we could, not that we're calling it a vice, combined. And, you know, when somebody sues using the Americans with Disabilities Act, I get a little nervous because the Americans with Disabilities Act is a pretty cool thing. And it's going to be turned into something political and very corporal or very punitive when it shouldn't be. There are people with disabilities and they need to have accommodations at work. They need to have accommodations, in stores and things like that. And I think that's fantastic. But when you start to wield it against, you know, if they have subtitles, let's say, for people who are deaf, and you didn't feel like you got to watch the videos you wanted to, that's a give-me-my-money-back issue. That shouldn't be an Americans with Disabilities Act issue. And I get very, very fearful that the more people wield that, the less strong it's going to be, the more diluted it's going to be. But, you know, I don't know. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Well, they meet when late Saturday night. Thinking of
for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is a very, very weird headline, and it is unfortunately a very hot topic today. And I don't know why we got bigger fish to fry. But did you guys see yesterday that there were condoms being distributed by the Utah Health Department? And you're like, okay, that's nice. You know, get the test to live your best. Some of the packages would be the H is for human. I'm not sure what that means, but anyway, they were trying to encourage condom use. Well, they got a little creative with the condom. So one condom that was, I guess, I don't want to say licensed, but approved by the Utah Department of Health was Don't Go Bear, B-A-R-E, and you see a picture of a bear with the butt towards you. And you're like, okay, well, that's a little bit risque. Greatest sex on earth, and somebody is, looks like they're skiing. Explore Utah's caves. And you see like a cave opening and a guy with a flashlight. Explore Utah's caves. Yes, we're talking about sex. SL, UT. SL for Salt Lake, UT. But if you look at the SLUT, it looks like slut. These are condom packages distributed by the Utah Department of Health. One shows a sign that says Fillmore 9 miles, Beaver 5. There is a Beaver, Utah. I believe there's a Fillmore, Utah. And there's, yeah, haha. A diagnosis doesn't define you. HIVandMe.com. That's nice. That I can find. Then there's another condom that says enjoy your mountain. Oh, here, mountain. Right, like mounting. Utah sex for Utah, like Utah. Okay, toss the Jell-O salad. I don't really get that. And then put your arch into it. And they show one of the Utah mountainous arches. And these were on condoms. So then a report came out on one of the local news that the person who made the condoms got fired. But now that report's been taken off. And in Fox News, they're reporting that Governor Gary Herbert has halted the distribution of some 100,000 condoms over suggested packaging. The condoms were a part of a new Utah Department of Health campaign, the H is for Human, which aims to destigmatize HIV in Utah and get everybody talking about sexual health. That's Aaron Frotto, who works for the Utah Department of Health's Prevention, Treatment, and Care Program. And again, we're talking Utah. Utah is one of the most sexually conservative states. And this stuff was being distributed by the Department of Health. The packaging features Utah-specific euphemisms, such as the greatest sex on earth, to play on the state's phrase, the greatest snow on earth. We talked about the SLUT one, don't go bear, etc. And so, Governor Herbert, although he understands the importance of the Utah Department of Health conducting a campaign to educate Utahns about HIV prevention, he does not approve of the use of sexual innuendo as part of a taxpayer-funded campaign, and our office has asked the department to rework the campaign's branding. That's a nice way of saying it. They asked them to, can you just rework the branding? According to the Salt Lake Tribune, the condoms are primarily distributed by the state's 13 local health departments, the University of Utah and the Utah AIDS Foundation. State officials worked with the HIV Foundation to create the campaign. And the condom packaging was designed via collaboration with health officials and a Utah-based advertising firm, Love Communications. Officials with the State Department of Health also apologized for the offensive packaging. They say the designs did not go through the necessary approval channels, and we have asked our partners to stop distributing them immediately. We regret the lewd nature of the branding. That's what a statement posted to Twitter. We remain committed to running a campaign to help in the prevention of HIV and intended to do so in a manner that better respects taxpayer dollars and our role as a government agency. Now, some people are saying this was the most brilliant thing they've seen in the last 10 years. And why? Well, The idea was inspired by similar campaigns in Alaska and Wyoming. Apparently, condoms as part of the Alaska campaign featured phrases such as harness your husky and drill safely. Or I think drill safely was seen one in Wyoming. And I guess if I had to put on my marketing hat, and you guys know I have background in marketing and PR, if we took the lewdness and the government being involved and the State Department being involved and some of the bad ones, I don't like the Fillmore and Beaver. I think that's no, absolutely not. Or the SLUT, that's no way. But if you take the idea of we're going to do something somebody hasn't done, we're going to stretch the envelope, we're going to get you talking, and we're going to make you want to go and get these. The funny thing is now these things are going to be collector items because they stopped selling them, right? There has now just been a huge marketing PR push for everybody involved. And everybody looks like a hero. Governor looks like a hero for stopping it. The people who thought these things were kind of cool, right? Those who designed it, from what I hear, somebody got fired, but now that article has been taken down, so we can't see it. But it was unique, you know? It's just, some of them are just really disgusting, and that's what I don't like about it. And again, if you are trying to suggest safe sex, see, this is where people have an argument with condom distribution. You know, I'm torn on giving out condoms at school because I was a kid, and my thinking would have been, and mind you, I see both sides, and I will probably lean towards giving the kids the protection, letting the kids have free access to it. But I have to admit, when I was in high school, I was a virgin, and I wanted to wait till I was married, and I wanted to, and it wasn't probably by choice. I think if I stood there saying, I don't want to be a virgin anymore, I really, really doubt anything would happen anyway. But I thought that I was doing right. And if I saw my school go, guys, get your condoms, get your condoms, get your condoms, or see things like this, enjoy your mountain, toss the Jell-O salad, explores Utah, okay, whatever, this to me would mean I'm either a very big outlier being religious, a freak being religious, or, you know, this is the norm. This is what's expected. Now, I wouldn't have probably had sex, but it would have really confused me. I mean, we're supposed to be teaching our kids to wait and use abstinence and be smart and don't just jump into bed with somebody, because the average 15-year-old boy doesn't know what they're doing anyway, so it's not like you're getting sexual pleasure out of it, and it's not that you want to get pregnant, so you really don't need to be having sex in high school. Aren't we supposed to be promoting that message? So I do have a little issue with, you know, condoms such as this, because it almost makes it look like, okay, well, we're supposed to fill more and then 5 miles Beaver. You know, it's oh, they're tacky. I mean, I'm glad they stopped distributing them, but, you know, when you look at students and people who are like, you know, sex is beautiful, sex is wonderful, but one of the reasons why we have the STD crisis that we have is people aren't thinking before they're sleeping. They're not thinking and planning. And, you know, we have these Tinder hookups, and we just have this attitude that sex is something you need to do. And I don't think that campaign did what it was supposed to. 1-877 Doc Pelley.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store.
The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.